Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Quick reminder, our James Rivera text line, always open, always available to you, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, 7:30, I'll be joining Richmond's Morning News, my buddy Rich Herrera. Looking forward to chatting. I try and get on with Rich once a week. Always appreciate the invitation, and it's always my analysis. Germ, would you concur with this? I always have a good time. I haven't gotten any negative reviews, and they keep asking me back. So either it's working or they're desperate. Either way, I mean, you know, what the heck, I'll be up. So there you have it. Now, were it 6:30 in the morning, the answer would be no, because I just am not getting up that early anymore. But 7 o'clock, sure, why not? I mean, this is the weird thing. Not having kids who need to get off to school. We don't have to get up as early as we have for the last 20 some odd years. And it's a nice change. I have always been one of those early to bed, early to rise sort of guys. Never really been a crazy late night sort of a guy, but I think my definition of late night now is changing. I normally, it sounds crazy perhaps, but I normally head off to bed when I'm putting Julia to bed, right? 10 o'clock, that's it, I'm done. Jeff, I sent you a text at 10:01. Well, I'll catch up with you sometime tomorrow because I'm not reading it. It's very important. Well, then it'll probably still be important at first light. But it is bizarre to now not have that as a benchmark, not have that line of demarcation. I assume we'll get used to it, right? And well, in all candor, once Julia gets a new day program of some sort, then we might be back to that sort of stuff. Who knows? Who knows? But tomorrow morning, 7:30, long way around. I'm saying I'll be jumping on with Rich and Richmond's Morning News. And I know I don't know what it is that we'll be talking about. I never do. And that's just fine with me. It's just sort of catching up. Although, you know, well, maybe I'll mention this. He's taken off on Friday. Well, I got an email. Day off. Hey, who said you could have a day off? Jeff, did you just not get back from a week? I did, but, you know, I have been here a long time. Rich has been here 7 months. All right. Well, maybe I'll ask him about that. We'll try and figure that out. A lot of stuff that we still have to discuss this afternoon. Craig Peterson will be here at 4:35. He joins us every Tuesday. We talk a little bit about tech, staying safe online, always good stuff. My buddy, Dr. Keith Ablow, who I'm very happy to say sent me a photo of himself wearing a beautiful bracelet from Emily's Bracelets. My pal Emily Morrissey down there in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com. Emily put together a very special bracelet that we're using as a fundraiser for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It's a crazy week. I got three separate things that I'm trying to remind you about, but that is one of them. We're trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And we've had some great support from members in our community, some restaurants and other community folks stepping up and say, hey, we'll donate $2 for this and $2 for that. Jake's Place, John and Wendy Yeoman donating $2 from every Jeff Katz sandwich sold over there right through the end of the campaign, which is great. Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Bacon Company, goodness gracious, she's just setting it on fire. She's raising money for us every single weekend. The Beaver Dam Grill, River's Edge Coffee. There's a lot of great folks that are stepping. Certified Auto Repair. Stan Andruski and Megan stepped up. They donated some big bucks. I'm just going to tell you that. Very proud of them. Very grateful to them. So Emily making some very special bracelets. If you're interested, I'm not selling them here, but you go to Facebook, look for Radio Cats on Facebook or The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And, well, you know what? I think it's just Radio Cats. Go to Radio Cats on Facebook. You'll be able to get one there just like Dr. Keith Ablow did. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the so-called crisis in Gaza. It's fascinating to me how many times, allegedly, a young child can die. And I don't mean to be too insensitive in my approach here, but if you're going to use the same photo of a child and claim that he has died, at some point, you are going to have to acknowledge that he died. And that is the problem right now. There is a photo of a young guy. There is a photo of a little boy who they claim is starving to death in Gaza. But he's in every photo, he is seated next to or standing next to another child, his brother apparently, as well as his mother, who both seem very well fed. If you're like me and you're thinking, well, how come he's the kid who's starving, but the brother is doing okay? And how come mom looks pretty healthy? Well, it's because the child in question is not actually starving to death. The child in question has a very serious medical condition. And that long predates the situation that's going on right now. But it doesn't seem to matter because nobody wants to ask those questions. And now this nitwit in Great Britain, this Keir Starmer, says, well, we're going to, quote, recognize a state of Palestine if Israel doesn't have a ceasefire. Well, listen, Sir Keir, you can recognize a whole slew of such states. You know why? Because there are like 30 Muslim states in the Middle East, and there's already a, quote, Palestinian state. It's called the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. It's comprised of 98% Palestinian citizens. Just so you know, I mean, I hate to throw these facts and figures in there and have all of the factual material get in the way of your Jew-hating screed, but you know, nonetheless, I thought I would do it just for the good of the order. CBS News, sorry, I said that with a straight face. CBS News at a national level is also trying to claim that Israel is responsible for the problems of people hungry in Gaza, when in fact there are 900 trucks laden with supplies that Hamas will not allow out of the port areas to go and distribute the aid to the people they allegedly care about. In addition to that, Hamas routinely hijacks and loots those supply trucks and then turns around and sells the food. But Israel gets the blame. Well, I will try and get to the bottom of many of these things, not next week. My supervisor called me early and said, "Hey, are you going to Israel this week?" I said, "No." "Next week?" "No." "Week after?" "Yes." "Oh, okay." Because I mean, credit to me, I put in my time off request and it was approved because I got the time off to use. But yes, I am not going this week. I'm not going next week. I am, however, going the week after. And I am really quite excited about that. Really, really looking forward to that. All right. Now, Jeremy has actually sent me a note here. I mentioned to you that I'm going to be popping on first thing tomorrow morning, 7:35 on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And Jeremy, because he's concerned about fashion, apparently. Jeff, will you at least put on a polo shirt for Rich? Germ, if I wouldn't put on a polo shirt for me, why would I put one on for Rich? Heck, I don't even know if I'll be wearing pants. Every time I appear on Newsmax television, which, as you know, is more and more frequent, I'm very happy to say, but the way the stuff is set up, I get dressed up from the waist up. Real shirt, cufflinks, tie, sport coat. Looking good. From the waist down, gym shorts and flip-flops. What can I tell you? If you can do it, you do it. And since I can do it, I do it. It is 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Coming up at 4:35, Craig Peterson will be here. Craig, of course, joins us every Tuesday. We talk about tech, talk about staying safe online. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Walt says, "Hey, Jeff, just so you know, 64 West is totally backed up west of 295. All right, we'll share that with everybody, and there you have it. 804, Jeff, it really is funny how all of the adults in these photos look healthy and all of the kids are starving. Yeah, it is kind of crazy, isn't it? It is absolutely crazy. Wow. 804 says, "Hey, Jeff, I have just seen my first John Reed election sign in Chesterfield." Well, good. I need some more signs up here in Hanover. I went out, I distributed a bunch of them, and I do believe that some of them have either blown down or have been moved at some point, so we've got to replenish them for sure. Scott from Henrico says, "Hey, Jeff, awesome stuff on those late shows. Jay Leno nailed it. All of the shows today, they're political, they're not funny." That's exactly it. It's exactly it, and I don't know why that has become the case. I think it's part of this left-wing echo chamber. Really do believe that they are smarter than the rest of us. 804, Jeff, fake news NPR is running a story of American Jews going back to Germany because they think Trump is Hitler. Meanwhile, the Germans are actually pro-Hamas and they're just as anti-Semitic as ever. Wow. And from RVA says, "Good afternoon, Jeff. Very thankful that there are counties very active in National Night Out. My neighborhood in the city, however, takes no part in it, although it is sorely needed." 804, Jeff, the recent CIA Abby Facebook stuff does not let you submit a response. Perhaps she has realized that the Democrat baggage is irrelevant. Your comments? My comments are that Abigail Spamberger is today what she has always been, a fraud and a phony and a hypocrite and a far left-wing person. Any questions? I mean, if you have any, by all means, submit them in written form, and they will be ignored promptly. There is an activist judge in Northern Virginia. That will come as a shock to everyone I know. This activist judge, I guess, channeling The federal judges who have decided they were elected president. This particular activist judge claims, some ways, that he was elected governor. So he is siding with Virginia Democrats, trying to keep appointees to different state university boards off the boards because they're being appointed by Governor Youngkin. We'll see how it winds up. You have an opportunity. In fact, you have an obligation to pick up your phone, unless you're driving, and text the number 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. Again, I need you to text 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. This will cast your ballot for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. Looking to repeat that. It would be a wonderful thing. It would annoy all of the right people, and it would make the rest of us very, very happy. Again, if you would take a second, please, I'd appreciate it. Text 100 to this following phone number, 804-430-5505. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday. And we will get a small degree of weather relief over the next couple of days. Nothing crazy, but I mean, we've been hovering between 95 and 100. And so now we're talking about in the 80s, which I think, you know, at this point, a lot of people are going to be very, very grateful to see. So that's coming up. We got my buddy, Dr. Keith Ablo, is going to join us at 5:35. Looking forward to catching up with him. It is a Tuesday, and you know what happens on Tuesday, every Tuesday afternoon? Our friend Craig Peterson comes along. We talk a little bit about tech. We talk about staying safe online. Those two things are not necessarily the same, and Craig is joining us. Craig, thank you for being here, sir.
He is. Good afternoon. Glad to be here. Had a great time over in Europe visiting family over there. Running around and seeing every channel talking about how terrible the U.S. is.
Oh, no kidding. Did you share the truth with them, or did you just think, good, this way they'll stay there and we don't have to worry about them coming here?
Well, I think they don't want to address any of their own problems, right? So it's much easier to point fingers elsewhere. But, yeah, most of the relatives over there, especially the French ones living there in France and stuff, they are totally into the EU is where it's at, and this terrible Trump is just crazy. But I had a great time. We went to some cemeteries there. The Canadians had been dropped in behind enemy lines there for the D-Day invasion. So
oh, yeah.
I visited some Canadian graves there, and you know, we've been to Bastogne before, the Battle of the Bulge, and
right.
Went to Paris, and I was disappointed with the new Notre Dame, which it looks like it was built last year, which it was. You know, it's nothing like the old Notre Dame. And we went over to the Cliffs of Dover and went in the tunnels there where they had the D-Day invasion planning and coordination, and up to Canterbury. It was quite a trip.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Did you have 5Gs everywhere you went, or was it an issue?
Yeah, I did, actually. I was able to talk the phone company into providing me unlimited data while I was over there. It didn't charge me an extra dime.
Oh, that is so kind of them. They're such good people. I love them.
Oh, they have, yeah, it's just amazing.
I hear you. Well, we are glad that you have returned safe and sound, and we always enjoy having you here. This week you were talking about ransomware, and I must confess, I thought that ransomware had just gone the way of the Dell 64 or whatever it was, that it was done. But you're telling me absolutely not.
No, it has gotten worse than it's ever been. They are taking more and more money. There's a big warning out from Dan Bongino over at the FBI this week about what's been happening. And I've got a story in here about this company that's been founded. It was back in 1866. They are a trucking company. They got ransomware. How would that happen? They're just a trucking company, right?
Right.
So they weren't prepared, and they're out of business, and 700 employees now lost their jobs. But we've seen this sort of thing before, you know, the Colonial Pipeline debacle and what happened there from ransomware. Yeah, you remember that.
I do.
And, you know, knocking the Northeast off from fuel, from diesel and gasoline. It's just so many companies think that it's not going to happen to them and individuals. So, of course, per usual, I put together a checklist of things that you can do to protect yourself as an individual, to protect your company, and it's all there in the newsletter. But, yeah, it is, ransomware is hot again.
The whole idea of this, so you're talking about the trucking companies, so Is it that one of their drivers clicked on a link that he wasn't supposed to click on, and now the entire company is infected? Was it a bigger targeted attack, or do we just not even know?
No, it was a bad password.
Oh.
That's all it took, right? So one of the people working in the office had the password, and that's what happened with the DNC as well. Remember, Russians hacked the DNC. Well,
right.
You know, if your password is P@SSWORD, it's not a great password, and that's what happened here. They had a bad password, so someone was able to get into one of the computers at the office. They probably had remote desktop enabled on one of the computers or servers and exposed to the internet. That thing is a nightmare from a security standpoint.
Wow.
And so the bad guys got in, and there was no two-factor authentication. They didn't have the right kind of backups. They hadn't tested their backups to be able to restore from those things. So they're gone. After how many years is that? 150 years almost.
Yeah. Now, the thing, though, I mean, this is what I want everybody to think about for a second. I remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us, as he joins us every Tuesday afternoon, and we talk about tech. And if you're not following him, you're not signed up for his newsletter, you go to CraigPeterson.com. You sign up for free, CraigPeterson.com. But ransomware, the bad guys don't necessarily want to destroy your company, right? They just want money from you. I thought, isn't that the whole idea of ransom?
It is. But in this case, again, the ransom was much more than the company could afford.
Wow.
So they were looking at paying the ransom. The U.S. has changed its stance somewhat on ransoms. You know, if someone ransoms a U.S. citizen, it's unlikely that they're going to get the ransom paid. But they've softened it now, saying, well, if you've got a business and you need to stay in business to support your customers, and you think you have to pay the ransom, then maybe do it. Now, but there's people who are in the business of negotiating ransoms for ransomware. And it's an interesting business. But the bad guys, they go and look at your company, try and figure out how big it is. You know, if you've got 700 people working for you,
right,
you can probably pay a ransom of X. Mm-hmm. And they said X, and they wouldn't negotiate down from it. And so they felt they had nothing that else they could do. They had to shut the business down because they lost all of the shipping information, customer information, employee information, you name it, all gone.
Oh my God. It's just, to me, it's almost unfathomable that could happen, and yet there it is happening. So you're talking about some of the measures that people can take to protect themselves. You have companies. Our company, as an example, it is every 11 minutes and 32 seconds you have to change your password. That's our new corporate directive. So I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, but what about other companies? What about individuals who are like, hey, man, I don't have 700 people working for me, but I don't want all the family photos disappearing either?
Yeah, it's important to do a few things, and that's what I cover in the checklist.
Yeah.
If you click through on today's newsletter. And I also have a special article that's specifically for businesses to help keep all of this safe. But make sure you've got good passwords. I had a webinar last week for people who are subscribers. This is absolutely free, about Windows 11 and safety features in that, but things you can do to make it a little more productive for you. Backups are the most important thing, and I've got a suggestion here to use Veeam, V-E-E-A-M.
Okay.
Which I really like if you want different types of professional backups. If you are a home user, a basic individual, do what my brother ignored. I told him, get Backblaze. It's $7 at Backblaze, and they back up everything on your computer, all of your attached external drives, everything. I pay $7 a month, and I'm getting approximately 50 terabytes worth of data backed up for them, and they keep versions for a year. Wow. So even if you didn't notice that you deleted files or other things had gone wrong, that's huge. And then let's say you get ransomware. Let's say the worst happens.
Okay.
Well, if you have that ransomware and you need to restore, the Backblaze will even make a disk for you and ship it overnight so that you now have a disk to restore from. And so I warned my brother about that. I told him to do that. Does he do it? No. And he loses all of his family photos, everything that they had on his computer.
How does Backblaze do that? Because, again, we're talking about your brother. We're talking about me. We are not tech gurus like you are, Mr. Peterson. And so we're trying to figure, do I have to press a magic key? Do I have to remember to tell Backblaze to do what it does? Or does it just say, I'm on your laptop, I got you covered?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
When you set up Backblaze, you can give it a couple of different options. Personally, I create my own key for Backblaze. So I have this key that's 64 characters long, right?
Oh, good Lord.
And it uses that to encrypt. Or you can just let it have its own default encryption. And then you can tell Backblaze, hey, I only want to back up once a day. Or by default, anytime a file changes, it automatically pushes it up to the cloud. So you never have to think about it. You never have to worry about it. Now, Backblaze is just backing up your individual files, like your pictures or documents or videos. What Veeam can do for you is Veeam can make complete computer images so that if you lose your hard disk or ransomware, et cetera, you can now completely restore the computer as opposed to just being able to restore the critical files. Which, you know, most people, 99%, the critical files is all you need.
Yep.
And you just get your nephew's son-in-law's daughter to come out and help you do the restore. But it's so cheap and so easy and so automatic.
How do I find Backblaze?
Backblaze.com. It's pretty simple. You can go there right now, and I've got an affiliate code, so I would make like a dollar on it, which is totally exciting.
I got to get it, I might as well get it and help you out. What's your code?
There you go. I'll send it out in my email. How's that?
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And for folks who are not signed up for the email yet, Craig, do me a favor. Give everybody the address again.
Okay. CraigPeterson.com. Right there, the homepage is a sign up, CraigPeterson.com.
We love you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Get signed up ASAP. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hot weather, yes, it'll be with us right through fall. Write that down if you'd like. This evening, however, probably should be on the lookout. We'll probably see a shower or thunderstorm, maybe more than a couple, passing through early tonight. And then, for the most part, just kind of cloudy. And then thunderstorms, like big thunderstorms, start rolling in on Friday. High temps, I just want you to know this, Friday and Saturday, 75 degrees. So that's, by comparison, I mean, we're talking about 20 degrees cooler than it is right now. It's going to feel quite comfy. Dr. Keith Abel is going to join us at 5:35. Always look forward to chatting with him. We have, I have in my hot little hands as we speak, a copy of my friend Rob Chadwick's new book. Brand new book. It just came out, and I have an advanced copy of it. So I'm going to look through it, because I do believe that Rob will be with us on Thursday. Rob, as you know, used to head up all of the tactical training at Quantico for the FBI. He's a retired supervisory special agent. And now he's the head of training for Delta Defense in the United States Concealed Carry Association. So his new book, not shockingly, is all about home security, staying safe at home. And I just got it. I mean, I literally, an hour ago, opened up the package that it came in. And so I will peruse it. I promise you that. And by the time Rob appears with us on Thursday, we'll be able to chat about some of the things that are in there. And I guarantee I will be learning stuff. And I know everybody, once they take a look at it, will be as well. Tomorrow morning, 7:35, I'm going to be visiting with Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Hope you will come by for that. I'm going to ask you again. Humbly and with all of the mock sincerity I can, please text the number 100. It's an easy number to remember. In fact, it's the age of WRVA. We're 100 years old now. Text 100 to this following phone number, 804-430-5505. Help the Jeff Katz Show once again win as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. Text 100 to the following number, 804-430-5505. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.